Jesus wiped away. times I think I'm in control, and I act so foolishly. Facing problems on my own, I don't know what's best for me. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. And take me where you want to. If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. When I complain from time to time, forgive me, Lord. Keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. Remind me, Lord, I'm just a girl in which you place your hand. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Though I don't understand the best laid plans of me, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. And take me where you want to. If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. If I complain from time to time, forgive me, Lord.
Before we get into change of the word, hallelujah. Whoa. Thank you. Jabez is from our burial homes. And even the quickening, Amen. That has brought us together. Because there is always one thing. And one dream, and we don't have it to wait. Something pushing us to come to the house of God.
Amen.
So it's a blessing for
Hallelujah.
Coming. And this morning, let's start with the welcoming our visitors.
Amen.
We have Brother Ben and Brother Lamech.
Amen.
Brothers. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. The church don't see you as visitors at all.
We can't see them.
We believe that you are a bride member. Amen. The children of God. You are welcome to the house of God this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we have an announcement. The announcement will come after the service. Praise the Lord. Then we have a prayer request. So please remember Brother Joel as he couldn't make it for service today. Praise the Lord. Brother Joel?
Yes.
You have two Joel?
Yes,
there's
two.
Okay.
Praise
the Lord. So we remember our precious Brother Joel in prayer. And then also, Brother Mike is running. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name. So we thank the Lord, our precious brother, running late, but now he's arrived. Praise God.
Amen.
Then, Sister Comfort, that's my wife. Yeah. Yesterday we called her younger sister, and she had a swollen leg. It has been something spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. According to the story about it, that she stepped on something oracle that someone had put somewhere against someone.
Well,
in the leg, about 15 years ago. And it comes from Joseph. But today, this request has come.
Amen.
In the house of God.
Amen.
In the presence of the living saints of God.
Amen.
And we believe that when we pray this morning, it will be over.
Amen.
And we believe that.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Let us all bow our heads now.
Amen.
Let's commit this request into the hands of the Lord. Joel, you did well and he wasn't able to come. Again, Sister Comfort, sister. She's called Lydia. Let's remember that. Dear Heavenly Father,
hallelujah.
We thank you for the beauty of
thank
the day.
You, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your breath of life. We thank you for sunshine, the Lord Jesus, we have received this morning. Father, we thank you, God, for the mercy that you have given to us. Oh, Father, above all, your grace, your protection, your loving kindness that has seen us through the week that is gone. And Father, this morning, where are we? Oh, standing in your presence, Lord. Father, there is no better place, as the prophet said, than to be in the house of God.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you that we have found our place this morning, O Lord, in your presence, O God. And Father, we so much thankful. We thank you for the songs and worship, Lord. We thank you for the Sunday schools.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, the Lord Jesus. The atmosphere already has been created, O God. So, all that, Lord, we wait now, Lord. May the Holy Spirit now to come and bring your word, O God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, even as your servant stands here, Lord, I stand not to be seen, Lord. We want to see you.
Amen.
I stand not to be heard, Lord. We want to hear from
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, as we take your word of God, bring the life in it, Lord, that Father, it will be, Lord Jesus, a spiritual food for us this
yes,
morning.
Yes.
Father, we have a request here, Lord. We know you are here, God. our precious brother Joel could not come. Lord, we know you are the omnipresent God. Wherever he is, Lord Jesus, the blessings that we shall receive this morning, Lord, we know God, his portion, Lord, will be given to him. Father, bless him, Lord Jesus. And Father, keep him, Lord, in the spirit, Lord, as we are here, O God. Father, same also we want to remember all our sisters, sister Lydia and Gary. Father, we are not looking at a distance, Lord, because you are every word. Father, we are sending you a word of healing in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That this is the end of it, yeah. God. Believe in the Lord. Total healing has already taken place. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we shall come back and give testimony to the glory of our Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. As we turn to the reading of your word of God, Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, you bless it, lift it up, and make it a living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. As you are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. We have two scriptures this morning. I shall read from Ephesians 1, 1 to 5. Then we shall read John 15, 6. Ephesians 1, 1 to 5. Let's hear the living word of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Hallelujah.
In heavenly places in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. According to his good pleasure. Second reading, John 15, 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may do.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Hallelujah.
Be to his name. Dear Lord, yes, we believe you.
Amen.
Now, Holy Spirit,
Amen.
We are with all ease.
Hallelujah.
Speak to us.
Amen. Please, Lord.
Touch our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
All our needs, Lord Jesus, we lay before you. And we believe that, Lord, we are not going down the same. Bless your word in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Shall we listen? Glory to bless you this morning. We have the second part of the message, the bride is a mystery. The bride is a mystery.
Amen.
Amen. And before we go on, I just want us to go a little back to the first part and then we continue. Amen. I think that was about the last 2 weeks when we had the first part of the bride is a mystery. And we saw something. We saw the amazing love of God. Praise the Lord. We saw the divine love of God.
Hallelujah.
So we begin to ask ourselves that God, why God should love me? Mm. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
A sinner like me.
Yes, sir.
Why God? He said that God should love a sinner such as I.
Amen.
That he will put it upon himself a burden to make sure that he will change all my sorrows into bliss.
Amen.
That he will change my captivity into victory.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That he will change my tears into joy.
Amen.
Why? And even he said he has to take his death on the cross to bring me to that position, that situation. He has to take his death on the cross. We sang that song, Such Love, Such Love. Amen. If you remember that God should love a sinner such as I. To redeem a worthless slave like me. My brother, it's a mystery.
Praise the Lord.
It's a mystery. That the Almighty God Himself will do all these things. And even after He has saved me, He never wanted me to take what? He never wanted me to take the place of a servant. But to take the place of a son.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, such love. Such wondrous love. That a sinner like I will find this great favor in the sight of God. Amen. So we read in, we had a quote from the Blessed Book Absolute. Paragraph 107. Where the prophet said, we are looking at why he did this. Amen. The prophet said, you know, there were millions in sin when I got saved. There were millions in sin when I got saved. He had what? A purpose in saving me. Oh, yes. For him to go to the cross. Because of me, then he had a purpose of what? Saving me.
Amen.
He had a reason, the prophet said he had a reason to save me. Because he said he saved me when there were millions of others in sin.
Amen.
He said there were educated men.
Amen.
There were smart men. Mm-hmm. There were theologians. There were bishops, doctors, and so forth in the field. When he saved me, then the prophet went in again. He said, he saved me for some reason.
Amen.
That is a mystery. Praise the Lord. He saved me is for a reason. Amen. And because we also received him, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He gave us what? Power to become what? The sons of God.
Amen.
Because it is scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Because he says it in 1 John, John 1, that as many as that received him, them he gave power to become what? The sons of God.
Amen.
Even that they that believed on him. Because we also received him. He made us what? He made us what? Sons of God.
Amen.
So the prophet said in adoption number 3, adoption the third part,
in paragraph 216, the prophet said, this is the day of the manifestation of what? The sons of God. We believed on him. So he gave us power to become the sons of God. And the prophet said, this is a day that we are living in. Is a time, is a day of the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
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 When all the mysteries that have been hidden since the foundation of the world have been made known unto us.
Amen.
My brother, look at that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You look at the whole thing. Say, all the mysteries that have been hidden before the foundation of the world, he has revealed it.
Amen.
To us.
Thank you, Lord.
He has made us what sons.
Thank you, Lord.
But meanwhile, there were millions in sin. But why he picked you, he picked me.
Amen.
Out of the millions.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he's an infinite God.
Amen.
He knew that this mystery is my brother, my sister. When you hear it, you will believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
He knew it. That you will believe the mystery about what? The serpent's feet. Praise God. Something that what? Throws many people off. He knew that you will believe the mystery about what? The Godhead. Praise God.
Amen.
He knew it. And that also is another what doctrine that what kicks many people off. They still believe that there are what three gods. Nothing will change them. But he knew that you will believe.
Thank you,
you will receive that mystery.
Amen.
That revelation, you will receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why God could say, Jacob I love.
Amen.
Esau I hate.
Amen.
Why? Because he knew Jacob would receive the revelation of what? The mystery of what? The birthright. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Infinite God knew all these things. So that's why in this our day, praise the Lord, and all the time it has to take what? A servant of God to receive all these mysteries and bring them to his children.
Mm.
And in this our day, we have our own Zachariah also. Amen.
Amen.
We have our Zachariah in the person of what? Malachi Paul.
Amen.
William Branham. Amen.
Amen.
Who God made him to understand. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Have the understanding of the visions of God.
Amen.
Just to take what? That is to God himself. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet went on to say that he has made known unto us the mystery of his coming. He has made it known to us the mystery of his will. He has made known to us the mystery of we even sitting together with him in heavenly places. Praise God. And my brother, all these things that we are hearing, amen. The prophet says, remember, it cannot be taught in any seminary. It's a mystery. Cannot be taught in what? In any seminary, because it's a mystery. He said, you cannot know it by education, by theology. It is what? It's a mystery. Amen. It's hidden since the foundation of the world. Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
See, it was waiting for you.
Amen.
And me.
Amen.
Oh, to receive the full mysteries. To receive every mystery that has been hidden. It was waiting for you and me.
Amen.
That's what the prophet is saying. Waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. So these are all what? The purpose why God saved me. So all the purpose why God looked all over and saw that you and I will receive his word in God. See? So as the prophet said, this cannot be what? Known by education. That means you cannot take knowledge to know the mystery of God. It takes what? Revelation.
Amen.
You cannot take knowledge to unveil, to bring out the mystery of God. It takes what? A revelation, my brother. Amen. And he said, and that revelation must come from God.
Amen.
It can never come from any person. It has to come from God. And that is where Satan is missing out.
Amen.
Amen. That's why Satan is missing out, because the revelation of these mysteries, it has to come from God alone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why that day, when he was asking, what do men say I, the Son of Man, I am?
Amen.
And the disciples were saying, some say you are one of the prophets, or you are Jeremiah, Elijah, and so forth. And then Christ asked them, whom do you say, you yourself say, I, the Son of Man, I am? And we know the answer that Peter gave. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. What did Jesus say?
Amen.
He said, Simon Peter, Simon by Jonah, flesh and blood have not what revealed this to you. But my Father, which is in heaven, he has revealed this thing to you.
Amen.
So every mystery has to come from him. The revelation of it has to come from him. That's why Satan is missing out. Praise God.
Amen.
Because he himself has promised that he, God, cannot do anything but to reveal his secrets unto his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, we thank the Lord that we have our Zechariah in this our day. That he can what? Understand the visions of God and bring all these revelations to us. That's why it makes us what? We look so different.
Amen.
He said, Satan, he said, the prophet said, knowledge of the word is different from the revelation of the word.
Amen.
He said, Satan has the knowledge, but the bride has the revelation.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Said the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's where the wisdom of this world comes from. That tree of the knowledge of good and wisdom, that's where the wisdom of this world comes from. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we, the bride, we receive from the tree of life.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to his name.
Thank you, Lord.
And that makes us what? Looks different. But the thing is, we don't want to be different from anybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's not right. We don't want to be what? Different from anyone. That's not what we are.
Amen.
But the spirit that is in you,
amen,
will not make you go to a place like the disco. And that makes what? You different.
Praise the Lord.
It's the spirit that is in you.
Amen.
That what you say. Amen. Amen. They are not filthy language.
Amen.
That makes you what? Different. Not that we want to be different. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The spirit that is working in you.
Amen. Amen.
Will not make you do those things.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet in the message, the God of this evil age, which in Jefferson Villeneuve is defined. He said, and the world today, now listen closely here, the prophet stressed something here, really, really serious. He said, the world today is dedicating themselves to the knowledge which come from what? Come from Satan. The world today is dedicating themselves to the knowledge which comes from what? From Satan.
Amen.
And now what's happening? He said, a man's day is glorified, not by the word of God, that by the knowledge of what man has not achieved. I'm going to take notice of it. Amen. Man now is looking at his own achievement and praising it. My brother, my sister, look at just eating the nature. Amen. God is in his nature. Now, he said, man is doing what? Man is now glorifying. Man's day is to glorify all what he has what done. He's not looking at what God has done. Oh, some few months ago, all the trees, they were without leaves. Praise the Lord. They were without leaves. Because of what? The weather, the winter weather, winter condition. They were without leaves, no fruit. What is happening? The prophet said, the sap, the life of the tree, during that time, goes down right into the water, into the roots, and remains there. And then when the weather changes, when with the rising of the sun, oh, praise the Lord, the life in the tree comes back, and what? Bring the leaves.
Amen.
All these things are what? Going around men, but man is not watching to give glory to God. You see it? These things are wrong, man. Man is watching. You look at a cow standing in the green grass, eating green grass.
Yes.
And then later, we go and squeeze milk from her.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And then man will take it to what? His own factory somewhere and mix it with something. And then say, ah, this sweet, this milk is sweet. And you forget where it comes from.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's looking at what he has done. This milk is sweet. Forget about what God created, a cow that was eating green grass. Amen.
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 Man will look at what nature, blossom, beautiful flowers. Man will just pass and go look at it. But let man bring out a new car. Oh, how everybody tends to look at a new car, a new model. Oh, praise the Lord. Ah, this Toyota. Ah, this new model. Look, you know how it is. See? Man always looking at his achievement and praising it. And why is God? That's what the prophet is saying here. Is that man's day is glorified not by the word of God, but by the knowledge what he has achieved. Amen. Now look up, listen to what the prophet said. Now think. Man is not looking at what?
Amen.
God. But he's looking at what he has done. Though the prophet said here, now think. Let that soak in. And when you play this step back, on this point here, stop a while. And think. That means it's serious.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. That man is not looking at what God has done. You go to sleep. You don't know at a point. You don't know where your spirit, your soul even has gone to. You look, you sleep like dead. Amen.
Amen.
And still the body will be what?
Amen. Amen.
Who is doing that?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you wake up, you cannot say, oh Lord, glory be to your name. Thank you, have made me see another day. Man wakes up and walk away. His business is more important to him. That's what the prophet is saying. When you play the things back, when you reach this point, he says, stop a while and think. The attitude of man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at the breeze of life that is blowing. It is his breath. It's his breath. Amen.
Amen.
40. He said, man's work are exalted above God's word and manifested works. Man's work are exalted above God's word and manifested what? Works. The wisdom of Satan, which he gave to Eve at the beginning. That's what man is hailing. But that's not what we are, the bride. Amen. We are just trying to see make why we look so different. Why there is a kind of what? A mystery about us. Praise the Lord. That's what we are looking at. Now the prophet said, now listen, don't miss this. The wisdom of Satan is exalted to the throne of worship in man. Hey. Brother, in you, God has placed that throne of worship.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Because God is an object of worship, and so he created you and me to worship him. And so he plays a throne of worship in the man.
Amen.
And now listen to what he's saying. The wisdom of Satan is exalted. That the throne of worship in man, see, above a vindicated word of God for the hour that we are living in. Now, that throne of worship God has placed in you and me. Placed in man. Oh, for you and me, I believe we use that throne of worship to worship. There are instances where that throne of worship, we are worshiping what? Things of the world. God is warning us. That throne of worship, he made it purposely for himself. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, and there are doctors, Dr. So-and-so, teacher so-and-so, professor so-and-so, exalting their own knowledge. See? Their own knowledge. They are exalting their own knowledge above the vindicated promise of God. This is made, has been made clear before us. And then he said, and then man falls for it. The teachings of man. Man falls for it. But praise be to God. Oh, that makes the difference. That's why there is a mystery about the word of bride. We will never fall for that.
Amen.
We will never fall for that. Because that knowledge comes from what? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. We feed from what? The tree of life. The prophet went on to say, he said, man's scientific achievement is trying to prove God's word what? Wrong. He said, just think about it. And then he said, man's theology explains God's word to the people and make it of what? Non-effect. See? Man's theology, they will take the word of God, but they will make it what? Non-effect unto the people. Amen.
Yeah.
So there is no transforming power.
Amen.
One time, the Pharisees, they asked Jesus, why your disciples, they transgress the commandments or the traditions of the elders. Jesus was an angry. Why you also? You take your tradition to transgress what? The commandment of God. My brother, man's theology takes the word of God and makes it non-effect. Non-effect. Because today we are not against any church. Praise the Lord. But today you go to places where they say it's a place of worship. There's no difference. The way how they are dressed, there's no difference between that place and the world. There's no transforming power in what they preach. That makes a difference. That makes a difference. It's not that we want to be different from anyone. But the source from where we are receiving our food, our spiritual food, Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit in you. That makes what the difference.
See,
so as the prophet said, there's no transforming power in their messages. There's no quickening power in their messages.
Amen.
And so, the message, the Baptist message, it produces what? More Baptists, and they act like Baptists.
Amen.
The Methodist word message will produce more Methodists, and they will act like Methodists.
Amen.
The Catholic message will produce more Catholics, and they will act like what?
Catholics.
And even modern Pentecostals, see, they will produce more speaking in tongues. Because that's the end of the day of taking what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost to be in your. The evidence of it being what? Speaking in tongues.
Mm.
But the blind has a message.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. And the blind message will bring out what? The bride. Now, looking at our text that we read this morning, it said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Brethren, always we must remain in the will of God.
Amen.
Everything should be by the will of God.
Amen.
And so even Paul, the apostle, he says, my position, it is what? The will of God.
Amen.
Not the will of man. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, the message that I give unto you, it is not from man. I never learned it from anywhere, but I received it what? From God.
Amen. Amen.
So he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, bring the others in the text. Paul, as Ephesians 1:1-5, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus.
Amen.
And to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So this morning, Paul is talking to which people? Two groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The saints which are, were at what? Ephesus. And then which people? The faithful in Jesus Christ.
Amen, man.
So we are what? The faithful in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That verse 1. So we are what? The faithful in Jesus Christ. So
amen.
Paul, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us also this morning.
Amen.
By way of this text that we have read.
Mm.
Amen. So now he said, grace. Verse 2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that's the salutation this morning for all of us. Amen. Have you accepted it?
Amen.
Grace be unto you.
Amen.
And peace from God be unto you this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Mm. Then verse 3 said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We have been blessed with spiritual blessings.
Amen.
Mm. So we give glory to him this morning.
Amen.
With all your praises and worship this morning, all the glory be to him because he has blessed us with what? Spiritual blessings.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And now we are coming to this point now. Verse 4. As we are off topic. The bride is in this story. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
My brother, think about this. He has chosen you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Mystery, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
And that we should be holy. That's our part to play. Having chosen us, we have a part also to play. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To show our appreciation for what? Choosing us.
Amen.
That we should be what? Holy and without blame.
Amen.
Before him in love.
Mm.
Amen. So take notice of that.
Amen.
We should be what? Holy.
Amen.
Without blame before him.
Amen.
Amen. Having predestinated us, verse 5, unto the adoption of what? Children. Adoption of children. Brethren. By Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Amen.
Amen. His own will. Not what? His own will that, hey, Father, have chosen me. Huh? Have chosen me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This great.
Amen.
So great.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
According to my own pleasure, good pleasure, praise the Lord. My own will, I've done it. Then, John 15:16, our second reading. He said, ye have not chosen me.
Hallelujah.
It's not you. You have not chosen me. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
But I have chosen you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And ordained you that you should go and bring forth what? Fruits.
Amen.
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 So that's what? Our part to pray also. What kind of fruit? The fruit of his image.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The fruit of his image. That your fruit will remain. Praise the Lord. Because the purpose why he created man is that let us make man in our what? In our own image. That's the fruit he's looking for. That we bring forth. And when we do that, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father
Amen.
In my name,
Amen.
I will give it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In John 15, he said, by our fruits we glorify him.
Amen.
Praise God. By our fruits we glorify him.
Amen.
When you go out there and you see a mango tree with all the branches with real good fruits hanging on them. Amen. Oh, whom do you give the glory to? Said, ah, branches, your fruits are fine. No, sir. You say what? Oh, tree. What? This tree can really bear good fruits. Amen. You don't give the glory to the branches, but what the tree? And Jesus said, I am the vine.
Amen.
You are the branches.
Amen.
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 And so the glory goes to the vine.
Amen.
Amen.
Though the fruits are hanging on the branches.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. So by our fruits we glorify him. That's what he wants us.
Amen.
Because he said in Romans 8:29, he said, he did predestinate us. Said, look, you see that having predestinated us, huh? He did predestinate us. Amen. Okay. He had a foreknowledge. He said, okay, he's here. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to conform to what? To conform to the image of his son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see? Amen. If you want to understand this place, you see, the scripture says God was made what? Flesh. And as he was made flesh, praise God, he took the form of what? A son. Now, it is what? God's will is something that is in God to have what? To be called the firstborn.
Amen.
He wants to be called what? The firstborn. And before he can be called the firstborn, there will be other brothers. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the other brothers. So that we can say, he's the firstborn. Amen. Amen. So for that reason, he wants us to also be in that image of his son. And so we'll be like what? We'll be like Jesus. And then he will be what? The firstborn.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So now, according to the word of God, the bride was chosen before the foundation of the world, isn't it?
Amen.
According to the word of God, the bride was chosen before the foundation of the world. And the choosing of the bride was purposed in himself.
Amen.
Well, that is a mystery. Amen. This is a mystery of his will towards you and me. So, the bride is a mystery. Now, let's look at it. No man has seen God before. Praise the Lord. No man, that's what the Bible says in John 1:18. That no man has seen what? God. At any time. But through his only begotten son, he had declared him unto us. Through his son, Jesus Christ, he has declared who God is unto us. And then, you thought about Jesus also will reveal, he will reveal to you so that you know who God is. And so we say that Jesus himself said that all the glory that you have given unto me, I've given it unto what? Unto them. So we see that Christ, as the prophet put it all the time, that Christ is the mystery of what? God revealed. No man has seen God. But we look at Christ and we can see what God.
Amen. Amen.
So Christ becomes what? The mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now, that same power, that same glory that God gave to man himself a flesh and put it upon himself to become a son, that same glory he has what? Poured it upon us.
Amen.
The bride. So that makes what? The bride is what? The mystery of Christ. But today Christ is not walking as if he's here for us to see. Amen. But he has left something behind.
Amen.
And what he has left behind is you and me.
Amen.
So we become the mystery of Christ revealed to the world in this our day. That's why the prophet said, this is the day for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
This is the hour.
Amen.
The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. So he purposed in him before the foundation of the world, that you have chosen me. It's so great. The person himself that I've chosen you. So the prophet said, this is the thought of God. The thought of God was what? Was eternal. The thought of God was what? Eternal. Amen. And he is what? An omniscient God, knowing everything. You see? So he said, in a very plain language, the true bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The bride of Christ was in the mind of God eternally. And though not expressed until each come forth in the designated and the decreed season. We have been in his mind all along. Then, at a point of time,
amen.
That thought, which is new, that was in him, begins to express.
Mm.
That's why we are all now an expressed image of him.
Amen.
Amen. Because we were in him. Now we have expressed it. Mm. We are expressing the same spirit. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where we see we are trying to know who we are, brethren.
We are sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. We are the bride of God. Amen. We are the seed of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And so he said, now, the prophet explained it here, that once God was manifested in one member. We are looking at where he said, so that Christ will become what? The firstborn. Among what? Many brethren.
Amen.
See? So, in the first place, God was manifested in one member. Even our Lord Jesus Christ. God was manifested only in him. And all the time, the bread, as you and me, we were in the mind of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then the time came for us to what? To be expressed. That's why today we are showing that expression in our lives.
Amen.
And then we have become, when we become expressed, he said, we take our place in the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 Oh. Look at different countries that we come from.
Amen.
Different countries that we come from. We have never known each other from our what? From our infancy. Yeah. Huh?
No.
We have never known ourselves. But now look at what? This is what we call what? The body of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The body of Christ. Now, because you were in his mind, brother was in his mind, sister was in his mind, and then the time came, we expressed ourselves, amen,
amen.
And then we found our place in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Now it's a family, very big family,
amen.
Amen,
that we have never known, that we have our natural fathers and mothers,
amen.
But together as we are sitting here, we have only one Father.
Amen.
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 See? It's a big family.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
And so now, Christ can become what? The firstborn of many what?
Amen.
Our presence makes him the firstborn among what?
Many brethren.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Said now, here we are coming to something. Because of time, let me just jump a little. Now, the sons of God. Now, listen closely here. Take notice of something that is coming. The sons of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't take consolation from that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Are you get what I'm saying?
Amen.
The prophet says, a son of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son. My brother, if you are here and you have not given yourself completely to him, now you are hearing it.
Amen.
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 Come out from where you are.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because we have stayed a long time, yes. Now, you are hearing something.
Amen.
So a son of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son. When we come to the end of this, you understand what I'm saying. What the prophet is trying to say. What the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you. He said, in fact, a lot of true Christians are like the story of what? The baby eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I've heard the story several times, but today, let's hear it again.
Amen.
Amen. So a lot of what? True Christians are like the story of the baby eagle that was hatched under a hen. You know that the eagle is a type of what? A true believer. And so in the first place,
Everyone that is seated here this morning, you are an eagle.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to hear
amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
You are an eagle.
Amen.
That is a true believer.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, a farmer, that's the story. The story. Said, a farmer, to the benefit of those probably who have never heard this story before. A farmer went out into the bush and he saw an eagle's nest.
Amen.
And then he took one of the eggs of that eagle and brought it home and put that egg under his own hen. That time the hen also had what? A number of eggs already. Praise the Lord. Put it under. So we see that what? That eagle, he has been taken away from what? His original estate.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is you and me. Mm. He has been taken away from what? His original estate. Now, the baby chicks, as the hen hatched all the eggs. Now the baby chick got along fine with what? With the mother hen. You see? The chicks. The mother hen. It's natural. So they got along fine with the mother. But that little eagle could not figure out the croaking and the scratching for food in the manure pile. Amen.
Amen.
Could not. Just scratching this thing. No, no, no. It's not his nature. Amen.
Amen.
So, but them chicks, it's in them. So, they could scratch, go forward, come back, go forward, then they'll be eating.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. And so, then what? The eagle, he said, he managed to make a living, but he was pretty confused.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. Pretty confused. The other Wednesday, Brother Eli was giving a type of this kind of a type. Amen. That when you are born in a prison yard and brought forth in a prison yard, you don't know how sweet it is outside the prison walls, whilst you live in freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Because in prison house, you are under what? Instructions. The food that they decide they give it to you.
Amen.
Time to go to sleep, they lock you up. But since you were born there and raised there, you don't see any difference. You adapt yourself to it nice.
Amen.
It's a type of what? The hen, the chick.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so is man also. Any man that is under the influence of this world, you are locked up in what? In the flesh. It's a prison also. Flesh. It's a prison yard.
Amen.
Amen. And so, but one thing is that if you are in prison, if you could just go out and taste what is there.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah. They give you millions to go back to your prison yard, you will never go.
Mm.
It's only because you have not yet tasted God.
Yeah.
Oh, taste God.
Yeah.
And see that God, he is good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Until you taste him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Until the one, that boy, that child that has been born in a prison yard, grown up, until he goes out and tastes how the freedom out is, he can never know it.
Mm.
Until you taste God. My brother, my sister, you are an eagle.
Mm.
Amen. You are an angel. Everyone here is an angel. You are a true believer.
Amen.
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 But let's see, something is going to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Something is going to happen now. So that if you are in that area, please, what is going to happen? Oh, follow it.
Amen.
Amen. Says that one day.
Oh, yes, sir.
One day, God will never forget his children.
Amen.
God has never forgotten you. That's why you are here this morning. I never knew you are coming here. I prepared this my nose. I stayed in the presence of the Lord to receive this message.
Amen.
I never knew whoever will come here. Praise God.
Amen.
But one day, God loves his children.
Amen.
Wherever you are, he will look for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So that you, he will talk to you.
Amen.
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 So the problem is that one day, from way up in the earth, Mother Eagle.
Amen. Amen.
Mother Eagle that had laid that egg had been looking, is looking for him.
Mm.
That's why we realize that you have not chosen me. I have chosen you.
Amen.
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 I have chosen you.
Mm.
I have gone looking for you.
Amen.
When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, instead for him to run to God and Lord, I've sinned, forgive me.
Mm.
He went and hid. And tried to build his own world. Tried to build his own doctrines. Amen.
Amen.
God came down.
Amen.
He was looking for what? His lost child. Adam, Adam, where are you? That's Mother Eagle going around because he knew, she knew that that egg had reached the time for it to be hatched. It's looking for you.
Mm.
He said, the Mother Eagle that had laid the egg spied and he saw that little eagle on the ground. And she swooped down with tremendous speed and screamed at the top of her voice for him to fly to meet her.
Amen.
Amen. He said, the eagle, he had never heard an eagle cry. He had never heard it. An eagle cry. But when, oh, hallelujah, but when he heard the first scream, something in him stirred.
Amen.
And he longed to what? To launch out to that end. Something in him stirred up.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Brother, if you have not yet given yourself to Christ, the voice of Mother Eagle, you are hearing right now.
Amen.
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 And something needs to stir you up and leave wherever you are.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But when he heard that first scream, something in him stirred and he longed to launch out towards it. Oh, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He went deep.
Amen.
And there is a deep somewhere, it will respond.
Amen.
Amen. But the deep calleth, and there is a deep somewhere, the deep will respond.
Amen.
And so, he said, the baby eagle said that he was afraid to try.
Mm.
Amen. He was afraid to try.
Mm.
And again, the mother eagle screamed for him to rise in the wind and follow her.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Reverend, see how Christ even calls his people.
Amen.
Hmm?
See how Christ called even his people.
Amen.
That Christ walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers. He said, follow me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
And they left everything and they followed me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the mother is a sultan. He said, just follow me. Open your wings.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And the wings of the eagle. Praise God.
Amen.
The promise said it was the Old and New Testament.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Flap! Flap! The Old and the New Testament. Together, it will take you out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, when Jesus called those disciples, the Bible said, the first one, he said, straight away, they followed.
Mm.
And then the second one, when he met, he saw another two brothers, Peter and Andrew, he said, follow me. He said, immediately.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to do the same this morning,
yeah.
If we have not yet. And so he screamed back, and he was afraid. Once more, she called out, screaming that he tries.
Mm.
So you have been hearing this message every day. You have been hearing it. You have been hearing this cry. But today, let it be the last cry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let it be the last cry. So, he said, beating his wings. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm. He held himself into the air, answering the cry of his mother, and he soared up into the blue skies. Amen. If only you have not completely given yourself to me. You have been hearing the cry of the eagle many times. Today, all the messages you have been hearing that have been coming from the Old and the New Testament. Today,
amen.
Open your wings.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Open your wings and soar up. Amen.
Amen.
You see, that's your nature. And then text God.
Hallelujah.
How good God is.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. Text him today. And you see, for the first time, say, Lord, I'm going to test you today. You see, he always was an eagle. He acted like a chicken for a little while, but he could not be satisfied. I challenge everyone who is here that has not given himself or herself to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to ask you, tell the truth. Are you satisfied where you are? You can never be satisfied.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
Can never be satisfied.
Amen.
Amen.
Because what? That throne of worship is meant for us to worship God,
amen,
which is in you. And until you do it, you will never find satisfaction. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So the chicken word, the eagle tried to act. See, you are trying to act like the world. But you know, you see, you are not part of it.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't even fit you. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't even fit you. Like, change and see how beautiful you are. Amen.
Amen.
You see the real beauty.
Amen.
You are trying to act like a chicken. But you are not a chicken.
Mm.
You are an eagle.
Amen.
Amen.
Fly out from where you are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But when he heard the call of the great eagle, he came to his own place. Come to your own place. He said, once a true son of God hears the cry of the Spirit, by the word, he too will realize he is, will realize who he is, and run to the great prophet eagle and be with him forever, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So my brother, every age, the cry has been going on. That cry has been going on in every age. Amen. That's why he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So the prophet said, and smile at the church here. He said, in every age we have heard this before. In every age we hear the same truth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. But only a spirit-filled man can hear the revelation of that age. Now listen to the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the evidence which the prophet had put here. He said, now we have been constantly saying that the true evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost is for the believer to receive the word for the age in which he lives.
Amen.
Amen. The evidence, the true evidence of the Holy Ghost is for what? The true believer to receive the message of his age.
Amen.
If you can believe it, that's what the evidence that we have baptized in the world in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because in every age, the dispensation of the Word of God to every age, that's where the Spirit of God is.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's where the Spirit of God is. Through his prophet. Look at what as we heard the other day, last Friday, that Uzziah, the king, he said he sought God. At what time? The time of Zechariah, who knew, had the understanding of the visions of God. Apart from Zechariah, if he had listened to any other vision, he would be lost.
That's right.
And today, we have our Zechariah, Malachi 4, who has received the understanding of the vision of God. And without that, my brother, you cannot receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For that's where the Spirit of God for this age is resting. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, the seven ages are set forth in the Revelation 2 and 3. It tells the whole span of the fullness of the Gentiles. The seven church ages is the word for the Gentiles throughout. Amen. The whole time in which God is dealing with what? With the Gentiles unto salvation. The whole of the seven church ages. Amen. And it said, in every single age, it says the very same thing in the opening and the same thing at the end. Amen.
Amen.
He said the fact, all the seven church ages, the opening is the same. And the ending is the same. The opening, what does it say? He said, unto the messenger.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Unto the messenger to this age. God is speaking to what? Only to that messenger. Amen.
Amen.
You've got to find the messenger of your age.
That's right.
Every seven church ages, all he starts with what? Unto the messenger of this church. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And then at the end of every message, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to
us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a great something, my brother and sister. The prophet said the seven church ages is a time God dealing with what? The Gentiles. You and me. And every age he has a messenger and he gives his word to him. You've got to find the messenger of the age and recognize the message of the hour.
Amen.
Where are you with me?
Amen.
Which is blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, that we have found
and listen. So he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto every church. And in every age, he said, it is the same cry. Amen. It's the same cry of the eagle. Hear what the Spirit says. If you are a Christian, you will get back to what the Spirit is teaching in your age. Every messenger to every age will preach that word. See? He said, if we want to see fresh and true revival, it will only come when we go back to the word.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If we can go back to the word, it will bring fresh. Amen. A true revival amongst us. And we thank God that there is a word, a true revival going on in this church. Amen. Because, brethren, the prophet said, from Genesis to Revelation, there is only one reason for God to be displeased. From Genesis to Revelation, every age, he said there is only one reason that makes God displeased. What is that reason? He said, living the word.
Amen. Amen.
When you leave the word of God, that's the only thing that displeases what God.
Amen.
When you kick against the word, that's the only thing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we see that it's true. The children of Israel being a type. Amen.
Amen.
Every time they get away from God, God sent them into captivity.
That's right.
God gives them to their enemies. Praise God.
Amen.
That's the only thing that what displeases us. Displeases God.
Amen.
And one thing is that the difference between Israel and other nations was God in the others. You see it? The only difference between Israel and other nations was God in their midst.
Amen.
So it makes Israel what? A different people. Till when there is no way, God makes a way for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will never did it for what? Any other nation.
No.
But when his children were locked up, amen, he made a way for them. That was the difference. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, my brother, my sister, the difference of you, amen, and any other thing is God in your life.
Amen.
Where there is no way, you make a way for him.
Amen.
Because he's in you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord.
Where there is no way, you make a way for him.
Mm.
And then the prophet came back again. He said, the only remedy that will take the displeasure away from God is to do what? Is to come back. See? One reason, when you leave the word. And then the only remedy that will please God is to come back to the word.
Amen.
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 That's what I said from Genesis to Revelation. There's only one reason that what? That displeases God.
Mm.
And when you leave his word, then there is a remedy. And that remedy is what? It's for you to come back to the
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, be like the photographs in your word.
Mm.
Come back. Amen.
Amen.
When you come back, he will receive you. Always his arms are open.
Mm.
So let's look at this. Amen. The difference, the only difference is God in the midst of his people.
Mm.
God is in the midst of your people. When God was in the midst of Israel, oh, look at it. Which nation did God rain food from heaven for them? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Look at these people. They walk 40 years in the wilderness. They never change their clothes. They never change their shoes.
Praise God.
Amen.
God in the midst of his people. God in the midst of his people. You have no need. You will never have need. Because he supplies all your needs according to what? According to his riches and glory.
Amen.
That's the only gift. Amen. God in your life. But there is no way in your life.
Amen.
He will feed you. He will clothe you. He will lift you up.
Amen.
So, we have a... Listen, so let us... Listen. Jump literally. So, talking about the evil is because there is a seed. I said, when there is a seed in you, surely it won't respond. Let me define it because I don't have the final word. This is this. He said, we did not become the seed of God by any birth. We were seed.
Amen.
It is not a rebirth that made us seed.
No.
But we were seed.
Amen.
You are an eagle. She said, today, take it into your heart. Don't take it into your mind. Take it into your heart. This will happen. That you are what? You are an eagle.
That's right.
And the prophet said, an eagle is what? A true believer. You are a true believer. There is a seed in you. You are the seed of God. You are the true spoken word seed of God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, for only the elect can be born, can be reborn. Because we were seed. That's the reason we could be quickened. See? There is a seed in you, that's why you could be quickened. In the seed, there's nothing to quicken. We are not a hybrid, hybrided seed. Amen.
Amen.
That we are the spoken, the true spoken word seed of God. Amen. We were in his thought.
Amen.
That's what you are. My brother, my sister, take it today.
Amen.
That you are an eagle.
Amen.
There is a seed in you.
Amen.
You are not a hybrid seed.
Amen.
Because a hybrid seed, no matter how you prepare the land, mix it with all kind of fertilizers that you want. Put a hybrid seed there. It can never grow. All the time, go and put water on it. It can never yield. But put what? The true spoken word seed of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Enters there. You will shoot up.
Amen.
And bear fruit to the glory of God.
Amen.
So take that courage this morning and this afternoon that look. I am an eagle. I have the seed of God in me.
Amen.
Amen. And take it home.
Amen.
He said, if you are a true seed, if you are truly baptized with the Holy Ghost, you will esteem his word above all your necessary needs.
Amen.
And you will yearn to live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
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 You will live by every word that is in the mouth of God. I have chosen you. You have not chosen. I have chosen you. I have predestinated you unto the adoption of God's children. That's what I've done for you.
Amen.
That's your place. Come back to the body of Christ. That's your place.
Amen.
You are my child. Come back. Said, if ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Said, this is the prophet said, now listen to my prayers. He said, this is my endless prayer for all of us. May we hear what the Spirit is bringing forth the word for us today.
Amen.
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 Amen. How many now?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take it into your heart that you are a true believer. You are an eagle. Amen.
Amen.
You are not a chick.
Mm-hmm.
In a barnyard somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You leave that barnyard. Mama Eagle is calling you. Just open your eyes and watch. That spirit that is already in you will show you up. Because if that same spirit that raised Christ from the
dead
dwells in you,
amen,
quickly will not arise. And you will be like God to him.
Amen.
This morning or this afternoon, praise be to God. We have big education. We have big education today. You see, we will just look onto that. And after that, there are announcements which will come later. So now, today is a daily education. And our precious brother, Mike, and our precious sister, Precious. And then Precious called me. You know, our precious sister sitting at the back of me. Precious called me that, you know her.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. She has been here visiting us all the time. And she also wants to dedicate to this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's give a clap to her. And the thing is, the Church of the Living God, we always want to do things according to the Word of God. Amen. Because we know that many places they baptize for babies, which is never anywhere in the Bible. Amen. But rather, so Jesus made his hands. Let's read something from Matthew 19. 13 to 15. Matthew 19, 13. Then were they brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such in the kingdom of heaven. 15. And he laid his hands on them and parted them. So, as our Lord Jesus did it, that's the same thing we are going to do. Musicians, come and let us hear, bring them here, bring them here.
Oh,
Let's hear what we are going to sing also. Amen.
As the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I am nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Oh, I know I'm not fluffy, I'll be clothed and I'm new. I haven't got much money, but Lord, I have you. And that's all what matters, the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Amen. Brethren, how many believe that these children are the children of God? So we want these children to grow as our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So let us all turn to Luke 2:40. He says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with the wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. That was when Jesus was growing. Now verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So before we lay hands upon these children, let the whole Church of the Living God, upon the basis of this scripture, let us all commit them into the hands of God. Let the whole Church pray. Say up, Zoe. Hey, no, sit down. is a great name. You see it as what? Just a short name. Only three letter word. But Zoe means what? Life. Amen. And who has life? Only Jesus Christ has life. And that life is what? Eternal life. And so upon the name that has been given to this child, and what Jesus did, Zoe, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Church of the Living God, lay hands upon you, that you grow in the same image of the name that have been chosen for you. That life, eternal life, will be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we commit our little girl to your hands. The Lord Jesus, you gave unto us. Father, even I, your servant, Lord, as I stand here, Lord, I know that it's your grace that I have to hold this precious jewel, or this precious gift that, Lord, you have given, O God, and hand it back, O Lord, unto you. Lord Jesus, bless your own gift, Lord. And Father, I want to pray for the parents, Lord. Father, today they have found out that a place where they have never been, they are now. They are father and mother. And Lord, as the prophet said, they are insufficient. That's why they have brought their child before you, God. Amen. The Lord Jesus, you show them the way, O Lord. Grant them, Lord Jesus, the leadership. Grant them, Lord Jesus, the way to bring this, your gift, Lord, back unto you. The Lord, this child, O Lord Jesus, will be a vessel, Lord, in your house. The Lord, you'll be a child of God by the name that she carries, Lord. Father, bless the family. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, even we are looking on to all many children to come. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray without testimony. Zoe, God bless you. Be a good child. And the prophet said, if there is a tomorrow, oh, be an honorable child for that tomorrow to the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Oh, big girl. Very heavy. My. What's her name? Ellie. So fast. We want to commit you to the hands of God. Okay? Praise God. How many believers this child is a child of God?
Yeah.
And as we have already read the scripture, that the child grew filled with wisdom. Not the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom of God. And he said, Lord, the grace of God is upon him.
Amen.
And the grace of God will be upon him.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we want to commit our little gift. We say little, but Father, it is a big gift that, Lord, you have given to us.
Amen.
And Father, there's nowhere to take this child.
Amen.
Than to bring her to the house of God. To your presence, Lord. That, Lord Jesus, you will be kept under the secret of your tabernacle. That your name will be a banner upon her, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we commit her into your hands. That she will grow in your presence, Lord. That she will be a vessel, Lord, to thy glory. Father, we come against her. Oh, every evil imagination. Anything that will rise up against this little child, in the name of Jesus Christ, we break them down. And Father, We pray that, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ will be a token upon her as she grows, Lord. Let her find favor, as we read from the scripture. Find favor in your sight and in the sight of every man. In the name of Jesus Christ, I commit the parents, Lord, into your hands. Lord, once again, they see themselves insufficient. They don't know the way. But Lord, you know the way. Father, grant them the wisdom, the leadership, Lord. Grant them the love, Lord, that they will bring up this child, Lord, to thy glory. We thank you once again, Lord, for what you have done for us, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. My little God, glory to God.
Amen.
You best students sing again. From 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. Please join us if you can. If you can't, just pray for us. God will bless everyone that will make it to Calvary. God bless our precious brother. I think he's been led by our deacon Wilmer. God will bless him. And then God bless our precious brother Elios. You know our sister Toy. Amen. She has delivered. Let us all give a clap for her.
yesterday, I was just thinking that Zoe will be the youngest in the house, and probably as they asked me to do the education, I said, ah, and then the oldest man in the church also will be the youngest. So God bless our President Naeri. He took time to be with the family. And I see the children even here. God bless you, bless you. You are doing your work as a deacon. God bless you, bless you. Praise God. So, let us not forget the last part of our pledge and tomorrow, Carl. But I want to give a short testimony to the Lord of the Lord before. The testimony is about, you see that. That car over there. Amen. That's my car. It's 1 year. And it's 1 year now. Amen. And this car, the way how we have really used it.
Amen.
But not even a single thing. Praise God.
Amen. I traveled, I came back, and then Gina reported to me that there is some sound in the engine. Truly, when we started to hear, you don't have the resources to buy a new car now. What do we do? Praise the Lord. After 2 days, we didn't hear it. We didn't hear nothing again. The sound was so great. After 2 days, and this car. We know we are within 125 kilometers from Dublin. During the school time, it runs this road every day in and out.
Amen.
Virginia and Asia have to take it to school and back. Every day during school days. Just walk out there. And always, as it has never given us a breakdown. So I want to say, Lord, glory be to your soul. We thank the Lord for it. May you continue to keep the car until we can buy some bigger car. Amen. But we are comfortable. You know, the whole family is a small family. So it's okay for us. It was to be Brian and David. Praise the Lord. How many love him?
Amen.
You are eagles.
Amen.
Amen. You are the children of God, the sons of God. Amen. And we thank God that we send it out, give us a song, let's worship and give glory to him.
You sent your word and healed my disease.
take it for granted, but we want to thank you this afternoon, Lord. We want to glorify your name, Lord, for the preaching of the word, Lord, for it was not in vain, but that, Lord, it has achieved something in our hearts. It is you that is molding us. It is you that is making us, Lord, into what you want us to be. Help us, Father, that we stand not in your way, but that, Father, you would put us in your will through the preaching of the word, and that, Father, our way may be clear, Lord, before you, that it will be guided by your word. Bless our brother Max, O Lord, for bringing this word to us, Lord. Father, we pray your blessing on him, that you restore unto him, Father, that which he has given out, not him, but you, Lord, that has used the vessel today. We pray, Lord, that you restore unto him, Lord. Bless our pastor also, who will not be with us today. Lord, we believe that where he is today, Lord, there's been a jubilee over there, even as we have received, that you have used him and that you continue to use him. May you watch over him, Lord, until we are together with him again. We commit him into your hands. And we pray for the brethren tomorrow, Lord, standing in the post of duty, Lord, to bring this message to the people of the world. Lord, we pray that you go with them, that you would be with them, Lord, and that, Father, we would hear of a good report from there, oh Father. We are so thankful, Lord. Bless our musicians, Lord, with the work they have done to bring us, Lord, into the atmosphere of God, that we could hear this word. We pray for the little children that have sung, our sister that sang also, Lord, everyone, Lord, that has done their part in the teaching of the Sunday school. Lord, may you bless each and every one of them this afternoon, oh God. Help us, Father, that, Lord, we would continue to let brotherly kindness continue in our midst, that we should endeavor to keep the faith, Lord, that we should not put water on this revival, but that we fan it more and more, Lord, until, Lord, it is fully manifested in every age group, in every heart, in every person that's here, Lord. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. And I pray this afternoon, oh God, for my niece Dion, Lord, I commit her into your hands. Lord, I know her, Lord, since she was 10, and now she's an old, a grown-up woman, Lord. I pray that you lead her. I pray, Father, that you grant her grace, that, Father, she will remember the house of the Lord continually. Be merciful unto her, Father. And every other person that's growing up, Lord, I commit them to you, Father, that you would watch over them, and that, Lord, you would shepherd them. We pray your blessing upon this afternoon, Lord. Be with us, Father, until we meet in this house again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You know, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. One more time, through it all, through it all, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You know, I've learned to trust in God. But there are times in my life I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation to make me know He only comes to make me strong. Through it all, through it all, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You know, I've learned to trust in God. Through, for He might ever have. How would I know what faith in this world can do? Well, let's sing it through.
Through it all.
Everything I look for.